Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a couple of names you know. We've interviewed both of them over the last year or so here on Fightful, for the last 6 months even, but things have changed, to say the least. It's Richard Holiday. It's Alicia Atout. It's the Clout Couple. They're at MLW, as you're watching this probably, in Charlotte ahead of Saturday's show. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Can't complain whatsoever.
So, first question, where the fuck do you all get off?
Excuse me?
What was that?
What's your problem?
Sean, are you serious?
Yeah, what's your problem?
This is the way to conduct an interview.
This is how you want to start the interview.
Yeah, it is. What's your problem?
I really don't know what you're implying here, and I have a good mind to hop off this interview, Sean, if this is just going to be a constant insult towards us.
You don't think that when MJF is appalled by somebody's actions, maybe you went a little too far?
Who cares what MJF thinks?
Yeah, that doesn't bother me in the least.
I'm just a little bit confused. And for those that lack context, quite frankly, Alicia, you hit Alex Hammerstone in the wiener.
That is correct.
And Richard Holiday, you basically disintegrated a years-long friendship. For what reason, Richard?
Well, because Hammerstone, as you can see, if you've been following MLW, is an extraordinarily selfish individual. Hmm. He is. He's been out for himself the entire time. Chasing gold was never about the dynasty. This whole dynasty bro thing, like, that was so fake with him. Like, you could read between the lines every single time you saw him. Like, it was just fake. He was phony. And I was about the dynasty, you know, for a little bit at least. And he deserved that. He had that coming 100%. I mean, he's so dumb. He should have seen it coming. He's so stupid, you know? Maybe one too many needles went in him, and he couldn't really see what was happening. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it clouds his judgment.
What are you saying, that he got vaccinated? Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, that's what I'm implying.
That seems like private information that you're passing out there.
Listen, whatever the case may be, I don't really care. It doesn't matter. Because now I'm a dynasty of one. It was always me, Sean, and I'm just glad that he's in my past.
So, Alicia, I'm very interested to see, like, what your motivation for this was, outside of what we've seen and heard on MLW programming. Like, what motivated you to do this? Was it love or was it lust?
At this point, I got to the point where I was backstage every single taping, just listening to every single person talk about their highs and lows, and I got sick of it, because I'd literally be standing there just dreading every moment, every word, knowing deep down I was a bigger star than every single person I was talking to. And when I would see him doing everything with Hammerstone, you could tell Hammer was just trying to get the spotlight constantly. And that was one of the first things that genuinely attracted me to Richard. It was seeing that he was all about the dynasty, all about that brotherhood at first. And he was genuine, you know, while Hammer was not. So it just got to the point where we started talking more and talking about how both of us were kind of sick of everything going on. And we decided to join forces. And now we're here to take over.
I feel like it isn't nearly as recent as you all would have people believe. I was able to acquire a photograph of you two backstage at MLW in early October. And as far as I know, that could have been taken in September. If I got it in early October, good chance it was in early, maybe late September, mid-September when this happened. Like, this feels like a long-term scheme, like a long-term play, as opposed to something that you're implying where you just finally had enough.
Listen, Chuck, you can, you know, romanticize about whatever it is that you want, you know, believe whatever it is that you want. I mean, who knows? Maybe the photo was from September, October, November. I don't really know when that photo was from. I can't even really think of the photo that he's talking about, to be honest with you.
I tagged you both in it on Twitter, so I'm pretty sure you saw it.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much broke the internet the night that everybody found out that we were, you know, actually together. So listen, I don't really keep a timeline or any of those things or mark dates off my calendar, you know, all these series of events, Sean.
I'm just interested because I feel like this was a long con. Like, I feel like you two hatched this plan long, long ago, and this was just biding your time, waiting until an opportunity in which Hammerstone was vulnerable and you guys jumped on it.
Listen, I'll say this. I'm a businessman, Sean. You know this. I've made that abundantly clear throughout my career. And smart businessmen, they jump on opportunities and they see things a little bit further ahead than other people.
So I did reach out to somebody that I mentioned earlier about their thoughts on this, and a Maxwell Jacob Friedman wants to know why you did Hammer Dirty. Like, he wants an explanation.
I honestly want to know why Max is so interested in this. You know, I haven't seen Max in quite some time. Yeah. I barely hear from him. So I don't really care what he has to think, if I'm being perfectly honest with you.
Are you going to break out into a D12 how come verse now?
No. And if I got that reference, I would certainly say no.
Oh, man. Come on. Come on, Richard Holiday.
D12. What is that? I mean, fill me up.
It's Eminem's group.
Listen, Eminem is a solo artist. Okay. If he had a group, it must have not been that good or well received. Listen, you're getting super off track. I don't really care about D12. Yeah, seriously.
Where's this coming from?
Well, I'm just, you know what? I'll read you off a verse because it feels like
no,
a lot
don't.
Of.
You read anything?
No, please don't.
How come we don't even talk no more and you don't even call no more? We don't barely keep in touch at all. And I don't even feel the same love when we hug no more.
This is a joke.
Is this serious?
I heard it through the grapevine. We've been beefing now.
Please stop.
After all the years we've been down.
Sean.
I'm begging you to stop.
Ain't no way, no how this bullshit can be true. We family.
All right. I'm gonna get on the phone. I'm gonna text my publisher.
Ain't a damn thing changed unless it's you.
All right. I just texted my publicist. And let them know that your interviews are carny BS.
Yeah, they're not carny BS. There's a lesson to be learned here. And I feel like maybe you're a high maintenance friend.
Wow.
I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with being high maintenance, okay? That's why I wear custom suits. You understand me, Sean? But this wasn't a scenario in regards to that. This was about a selfish friend, Hammerstone, getting what he deserved from a reliable person. Me. That's all this was. I had Hammer's back so many times, I can't even count. How many times did Hammer have my back? I can count zero. It's not that hard to count to zero, Sean, when there's no statistics behind it, when there's no data. You can't analyze zero. And that's how many times he had my back. You blame me? Seriously, do you blame me for getting sick of that? Having his back in Mexico with Pagano?
You couldn't stand on your own? I thought you did pretty well standing on your own.
I'm literally standing on my own right now.
No, you're not. You're with Alicia.
I'm in a relationship. Am I allowed to be in a relationship?
She hit him. She punched him in the penis, Richard.
He deserved it.
That was instinctual.
Do you want me to read the next verse?
No.
Oh. So, was there an effort on Hammerstone's part to reach out to you after this personally? Did he say, man, what was that about?
No.
You've already established he's a coward.
Yeah, he's a baby. I mean, he's not going to reach out to me. He's scared. What's he going to say? Hey, Richard, I know I was a big, dumb, juiced up idiot. I know I never had your back.
That'd be the exact text.
Yeah, I don't even know if his, I don't even know if his thumbs are capable of sending out a text message like that.
Perhaps he isn't worried. Perhaps he would have said, it was my dream at first to be off spitting a verse on my own album with the deal, but shit got worse.
Sean, I'm not laughing because like you're funny. I'm laughing because this is literally the biggest joke of an interview I've ever done. I've never done an interview this poorly executed. And I've had some really bad interviews.
I've just seen some parallels here between yourself and perhaps the famous rap group D12, a powerful group dynasty full of very talented people, but maybe one guy got the glory. Maybe one guy got the glory and a couple other guys got jealous, but one rose up. One rose up and the other one's sitting there like, well, where's mine? Where's mine?
Sean, listen, let me ask you a question now. Have you gone off the deep end? Are you doing okay?
I'm doing great.
I know you were really on a high when your Bengals were in the Super Bowl and now they lost. So I don't know, like maybe you like went into this like downward spiral of depression, like where you thought your life was going to be good. Now you realize like what your life is now. Like,
well, I mean, I'm getting all kinds of interviews now because nobody wants to work with Alicia since she's unprofessional and she's assaulting people that she's supposed to be working with.
So I don't know what you're trying to get at here.
You're assaulting people that you're supposed to be working with.
Someone who deserved it.
And we won't even talk about the fraternizing.
You're going to get what's coming too. So I cut it out.
Yeah, like she's literally working with one of the most notoriable bands in the history of music.
D12?
No, not D12 or D14, whatever the hell they're called.
So MLW is in Charlotte this weekend.
What a segue.
That was terrible.
What a segue.
You need to start watching my interviews because that was brutal.
You've been doing this a long time, Sean. I can tell.
That
was bad. You would never do that. You would never do that.
Charlotte, which is 628 miles away from Detroit, the home of D12. What are you expecting out of this weekend, MLW in Charlotte? And I know you'll have Dallas in just over a month as well.
Yeah, we're in Charlotte. Sean, we're in Charlotte. For the first time ever, Major League Wrestling is coming here. And, you know, we're expecting this to be, see, I'm actually giving you a good answer here. Thanks. We're expecting this to be quite the event. We expect the Queen City to want us to come back month after month. But unfortunately, we can't because, as you mentioned, MLW is in high demand in other major markets such as Dallas, Texas. And we will be going there March 31st and April 1st. So, you know, MLW has a knack for going to major cities and major markets and having major publications back us up. And that's what we do. That's why we are Major League Wrestling. And all of it is going to be headlined by the Cloud Couple.
So another question for Alicia. Have you found any resistance from the MLW roster? Have you found people that were maybe friendly to your face before that are coming out and taking shots at you because of how things unfolded?
I don't pay attention to anyone else. There's no need. Everyone else is below us. Everyone's a loser. So why do I even care what they think?
And
stupid question.
That's a good answer, babe.
Thank you.
You would say that this hasn't negatively affected your career outside of MLW as of yet.
No, it's absolutely insane. The worsties, we're getting actual bookings places. It's been crazy the way that's been going with Selena De La Renta. MLW, I mean, they still want us there. They haven't kicked us out because they realize we are the Cloud Couple. We are the actual draw for these shows. Still working with Slipknot for Knotfest, one of the biggest, literally one of the biggest musicians, bands in the world.
Ever.
What would you do if I told you the lead singer of Buckcherry messaged me after your interview and said, can you believe what she did? Can you believe that? And I had to do this interview with her because I had already committed to it.
That did not happen.
It didn't happen, but would you believe it if I said it?
No. We got on great.
MLW.
That was a great interview. You guys should check it out. Go to my YouTube channel.
It is a good interview. I'm not going to deny that. I mean, you're very talented. You're both very talented. And I think
I know, Sean.
And I think
at one point, I thought you were talented, too.
That's changed.
Well, you watched really my Paul Rudd interview. You watched my Paul Rudd interview that I didn't do.
You didn't do a Paul Rudd interview.
I know, exactly. I mean, you just knew I was talented. I'm just saying.
Now you're lying.
You guys are very talented, like legitimately. And I think it surprised people that it seemed like a shortcut was taken. Like, you hit Alex Hammerstone right in the ball sack, and then...
The only thing you're good at is coming up with other words for dick. Otherwise, this entire thing, there's no point to this.
It served me very well.
Hold on, Sean. All you've done is regurgitate the same question, like in like four different variations of the same sentence. That's really all this is. So listen, I mean, we've already been doing this for upwards of, I don't know how many minutes. It feels like 3 hours.
I've got one more question. Please. It's getting lonely at the top because my homie had to stop. Now we acting.
Block him. I want this over. I want this over. Hit the unreport.
Okay, MLW in Charlotte. In Charlotte on Saturday, February 26th. Richard Holiday and Alicia Atu. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Any parting words?
No parting words. Honestly, for you, Sean, I really have nothing at this point.
Alicia, I mean, we saw each other in like 3 or 4 different time zones a couple years ago. You're going to act like we aren't friends?
Yes.
Check it out, guys. MLW is in Charlotte. Until next time, guys, remember, they gossip on the porch to get...
End it. Turn it off.
We're out. Richard Holiday and Alicia Atute very clearly don't understand or appreciate good music, and they're very clearly at a hotel, probably on unsecured Wi-Fi. And you know what they say? Like, my finger get to snapping, and poof, it just happened. Yeah, you're going to get hacked on that unsecured Wi-Fi. Not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you peep the hatred in your eyes and the Satan in your lies, well, you don't want people seeing that. So you can change your virtual location with just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful on the fastest VPN in the world. What do you think they're watching there at that hotel? Probably themselves on MLW. That's it. But you can watch programming from over 59 different countries when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful on all your devices, your phone, your laptop, your desktop. It doesn't matter. They got it all covered. And how about this? A 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you say, we barely embrace, you can't even look me in my face. Well, how can you look yourself in the face if you don't at least try NordVPN.com/Fightful? You're going to get a great deal and an additional month free. You're going to end up saving money with the services you subscribe to other areas where they're a little bit cheaper. It's a can't miss, and that money back guarantee is fantastic. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.